Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, I have your audio, the album that you did on business meetings, and I think it's great. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And I know that you, when you built your business, it was very, very white-collar people. And my question to you is, how did you build this business with a white-collar clientele? Where did you get these people from?
Yeah. All right. So what I can tell here is that you guys aren't asking me questions around this newsletter. You guys are just lobbing shots, whatever you can get here, and that's fine. All right. Business lunches.
Where did you get the people to invite them? Because, yeah, I did hear your tape on business lunches, but where did you get the people to get them into the business lunches?
From others. Right. In other words, it worked primarily warm market. In other words, you get one dentist, you get one chiropractor, you get one business manager, and they're white collar people, and you do a business luncheon, and it starts out, and you're just going to have five people, and you get them into, you know, like a quiet corner of a hotel restaurant. Or there are particular, you know, around the Washington D.C. area. I know there's some in where are you located?
I'm in Indianapolis.
Don't know that area very well, but
okay.
We have these places that are typical business meeting locations. And so we would do these and start out with four or five, and then what we typically ended up with is 25 to 40 people, and we run it from 12 to 12:30 where we speak, and we sit down coffee at 12:30, and then I would just rove from person to person after that. When you get one dentist in and then he invites another dentist to take a look, that's the way that it actually works. So you have to find one or two white-collar people to get it started. And that's
okay,
what we did in each city that we would go, that we went into.
And I know that you gave the presentation yourself, and I know you after that you made brilliant compensation because you were wearing yourself out. Would you recommend for us to just get a video in the corner and play the brilliant compensation and then just answer questions?
In that particular type of setting of a business lunch like that, I don't think that I would do a video. It needs to be a little bit more, shall I say, entertaining. It needs to be just a little bit more of a an in-home, you bet. I don't think there's a better way to do it than to play the first 20 minutes of Brilliant Compensation. And
and
right after 20 minutes is when Dr. King stops talking. And that's a perfect time to end, talk about your company, and, you know, within the whole meeting is about 45 minutes long.
Okay.
But a business lunch, I think that it's probably better to actually, well, once I get professional presenter out,
okay.
It'll help you.
Okay.
But I think that it would probably be slides or something like that that are pretty quick you run through. I normally would put one slide for business and one slide for product. That's normally the way that I did it.
Okay. Thank you.
You betcha.